You guys started to hit on your opinion of Fight Island, and as you call him, a man of action, one of your favorites, Dana White. So what's your take on Fight Island?
I'm excited about it. I mean, I UFC 251 looks like it's going to be a great event. Those first 2 weeks of July, hopefully this sportsbook industry will bounce back a little bit, because we're expecting really high occupancy rates in the hotel on July 4th weekend, and then I'm expecting big handle UFC 251 the next weekend, July 11th, and it looks like the card on July 25 is coming together too, Adam. I saw Whitaker against Darren Till, and I saw Gustafson against Fabricio Werdum. So they're putting together some pretty good fights there on Fight Island.
Are you excited about Gustafson Werdum?
No, I don't care. But I think people will bet on it. Like, that fight doesn't really move the needle too much for me. But I do think Whitaker Till is a really good fight.
Is tomorrow the truest test yet of, is MMA betting really on the rise because nothing's going on, or is it just going to die because nobody's on the card?
It's such a bad card. I mean, there's no like nice way to put it, but you can't even blame the UFC. The UFC's done everything they can, and they've just basically run out of bodies to put on good fights. We did see some movement on Cynthia Cavillo this morning. From what I heard, Jessica Eye had a terrible weight cut.
Yes.
And barely made it through the weight cut, and that price has moved quite a bit. Cavillo went from minus 110. We got her at minus $1.40 right now at the Superbook. Everybody was on that side anyway earlier this week. Everybody was betting that side. Nobody's supporting Jessica Eye, including her team, I guess, because apparently she barely made it through her weight cut.
No comment on that. I think there were some conversations there. I guess, how often does that happen where somebody looks that bad on the scale? And for those that didn't see it, Jessica Eye not only missed for the second straight fight, couldn't stand on the scale. And in fact, when she's supposed to stand on the scale and pose for a photo, she said, "Sorry, I can't stand." She looked horrific and didn't make it. How often do bettors react to something like that?
I remember there was a fight about 5 years ago. It was on the co-main event of the Spider Silva Nick Diaz card. I'm going to take you back a little bit. It was Kelvin Gastelum against Tyron Woodley. And Gastelum had a disastrous weight cut. And the price moved from like close to a pick'em up to where, I want to say, T-Wood went off like minus $2. And then he barely won the fight. He did win the fight. But when that kind of thing leaks out, yeah, I mean, because there's different kinds of missing weight. There's the fighter that knows he or she is going to miss weight and just says, screw it, and just goes in over, but they don't kill themselves to get there. And then a lot of the times, those fighters win because they didn't kill themselves to make weight. They just have to give up a percentage of their purse, right?
Right.
But it sounds like I was somebody that tried to make weight, didn't get there, and you got to think that's going to wear on her tomorrow in what I guess we're going to call the main event. I mean, I don't know. It's the last fight, right?
Yeah. So,
not much of a main event.
I'm really intrigued. This might be a little too inside for some people. I apologize for that. But the co-main event is a fight between Marvin Vettori and Carl Roberson that nobody gave a crap about a month ago when it was going to be on a card. They then fought in the hotel lobby because Roberson pulled out of the fight. Vettori was mad. Now all of a sudden, all right, co-main event. Everybody wants to see these guys because they fought in the hotel lobby. Does that translate at the betting window?
That's terrible social distancing. If they were fighting in the lobby, that's awful, Adam. No. Short answer, no. No one's really betting on that fight. I mean, really, the only fight we're seeing money on really is the quote-unquote main event. And then the Andre Feely fight. We've taken a number of bets on that fight that's a little bit earlier on the card. But no, not really. Really nothing to report on the Roberson-Vettori big showdown there.
John Murray, Westgate, Superbook USA. You guys are back open on Thursday, right?
Yeah, we are, and you know we've been actually pretty busy this week, Steve. You know, we're getting a lot of stuff ready here, a lot of the safety protocols we're putting in place. We removed every other chair, out of the book yesterday. We loaded them onto these dollies and we pushed them down to the convention center while we were wearing our masks. It was like a hard labor fantasy camp for me and the guys. We got that done, and our marketing teams, they've done a tremendous job. They're putting up all the signage. The casino opens at 12 o'clock, 12 noon on Thursday. The sportsbook doors won't open until about 12:15, 12:30. We're going to try to get everybody to go through the main door early on Thursday, and we're going to be giving away some free slot play.
Nice.
As the guests come in on Thursday at noon. So should be a pretty exciting day. I think it's going to be busier this next week than people maybe realize. You know, we've got a lot of horse tracks running. Next Saturday, the 20th, we got the Belmont Stakes. And we got English, Spanish, and Italian soccer all coming back as well. And a better UFC event, although you could never have a worse UFC event than the one tomorrow. So that's not saying much.